Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. For this episode, I spoke with Dr. Peter L. Steinberg. He discusses a recent urology practice paper titled Medical Malpractice and Nephrolithiasis, U.S. Appellate Cases from 2001 to 2018, for which he served as co-author. Steinberg is Assistant Professor of Surgery at Harvard Medical School. What was the background and impetus for this study?
That's a great question. Medical legal liability and malpractice is always something that's really interested me. I was actually named in a lawsuit as a resident, and it was a pretty formative experience for a large number of reasons. And as I got further into practice, I've done some expert witness work. I've given some talks to our residents on medical malpractice and some of the other residents at our hospital. And so I thought it would be interesting to specifically look at a nationwide data set of kidney stone related suits using a methodology that had previously been used by other authors for testicular torsion. So that was really the background on how this came to be.
Why do you think kidney stones are so highly litigated compared to other urologic diagnoses?
That's, it's a really good question. There are certainly a lot of serious conditions, especially a lot of the malignancies, where you would think there would be a substantially greater degree of liability. I think the reality is with kidney stones, number one, it's an extremely common issue. Number two, there's a lot of risk of liability for what I would call patients having either somewhat of an itinerant course, meaning they're treated in one place and then go to seek care somewhere else. Say they're on vacation and they have a stent put in and then it's forgotten and they end up with loss of a kidney or an injury. A lot of times these folks are coming through the emergency room. They don't have an established relationship with a provider and they're treated emergently. They may not fully comprehend everything that's happening. So I think that it's just a little bit of a different situation than, say, having prostate cancer surgery, where that just can't happen rapidly without a good pre-existing doctor-patient relationship. I think the nature of kidney stone disease lends itself to having some risk that these other things don't, just by virtue of the fact that you're often dealing with emergency treatment and poorly established doctor-patient relationships for a lot of these folks.
What were some of the notable findings from your paper, and were any of them surprising to you or your co-author?
To be honest, we weren't really surprised by what we found. I think our results sort of, I would say, supported what I already assumed to be the case with urologic suits related to stones. Primarily, the defendant's going to prevail the majority of the time, including on appeal. So that was not particularly surprising. And the other thing, I didn't think this would be surprising either. The fact that a complication related to a procedure would be the thing that would lead to a suit the most frequently, as opposed to, say, an error diagnosis. So it's not surprising that lawsuits are going to stem from doing a procedure and having a complication. None of these things were surprising, but nonetheless, it was nice to try to confirm them, in this particular data set.
What would you say is the take-home message for the practicing urologist?
So I think the two big take-homes for the average urologist out there in the trenches. So number one, I think you need to be pretty explicit about the risks of even something as simple as putting in a stent or doing a ureteroscopy. Most of us, these are straightforward, relatively rapid, usually day procedures. However, you are legitimately dealing with the risk of serious injury if you're doing a ureteroscopy. If you forget a stent, you're legitimately dealing with the risk of renal loss. So I think you need to really counsel people. You don't need to scare them, but I think you need to make it clear that there are rare but potentially very serious side effects of these procedures. So that's number one. And then number two, I think you need to be very, very well versed in terms of managing, as with any procedure, you need to be well versed in managing the complications that are likely to occur. And so I think you need to know how to handle things like a ureteral perforation, how to handle things like perioperative anticoagulation, perioperative antibiotic management. I think you need to have a good handle on those things if you're going to do any volume of kidney stone surgery, because that's where the problems are going to come from.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about your findings?
Well, I think the big thing to reinforce is, you know, and again, I can say this as someone who was once named in a lawsuit, it is emotionally jarring. It's unfortunately part of the cost of doing business. However, it is really devastating in the short run. However, physicians usually, and I would say in the majority of cases, ultimately end up prevailing either by these actions being dropped, which is usually what happens. Sometimes there are settlements. However, if you end up in trial, and even if you have a verdict against you at a jury trial, even on appeal, the chances ultimately that you will prevail are the majority of the time. So that's really what you want to remember, is that physicians usually end up successfully defending themselves against malpractice actions, even though in the short run it can be emotionally very taxing.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.